I heard a couple of news reports on this, but just want to make sure you are aware, just because danger lurks in the sky above. Yes, this is the date that the massive asteroid is expected to whiz by this planet Earth. A relatively close encounter, according to NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory. It's an asteroid known as 2021 KTI. It's about the size of the New York Olympic Tower or the Seattle Space Needle. A potentially hazardous object. We hold our breath deeply.
How close?
Oh, about 4.5 million miles.
Oh, okay.
You know.
All right. I'm not quite as concerned.
I don't get concerned until it's about 4 million. since I got 500,000 miles leeway,
yeah.
I'm okay. I'm just going to go about my day and I'll be okay. Get to 4 million, then I might talk to my agent. You know, make sure my insurance is up to date.
Right. Oh, yeah, right.
Make sure I have my affairs in order. You know, and I'm sure NASA scientists are certainly more in tune to this than I am. And I'm sure as far as close encounters go, this is probably, you know, considered one of those. But
you'd think by now they'd have a way of shoot something like that out of the,
I've heard that there have been a lot of scientists who suggested, you know, part of our defense spending should be maybe spent on, you know, creating something that would strike down asteroids.
I'd like to think that, you know, because we do have those missile defenses, that they should just be able to.
Yeah. Well, you think about
it's
it.
Just enough to alter its path
exactly,
or something.
Exactly.
Well, and think about it. I mean, we played asteroids when we were younger. I mean, this, yeah, I mean, come
we
on.
We defended Earth successfully.
That's right, we did. Exactly. That was the video game, Dave. That was
I see.
Hey, they say, you know, some of the future deployment of forces for technology could be the video game kids today.
It already is with drones.
Yeah.
It already is.
It's a good point.
We're already there. Yeah.
I just want to make sure you're aware. Today's the date that they're keeping an eye on this.
We are keeping it. So 4.5 million?
That's a million miles. Yes.
Well, I guess, you know, when you think about the vast configuration of space, I suppose that's pretty close. When you you take space, space, it's infinite, right?
That final frontier.
Yeah, space and time are the creation of humankind. Just, you know, it doesn't exist.
Right.
Captain Kirk would find a way to
destroy that. Well, of course.
He would save Earth.
Man, yes, that's
Mr.
Right.
Spock would logically figure out the calculations.
Right, right.
He'd have Scotty give enough power to get the Enterprise in position. And then Mr. Sulu would hit the phasers and boom! They're all saved. And then Lieutenant Uhura could communicate that Earth is safe.
Right.
I think I got all the principles
there. What would McCoy do? I just
Jim, I'm a doctor, not an engineer. Don't ask me. I can't help you.
He'd stand by for the guy who's having a nervous breakdown.
Yeah, right.